K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. What's good? It's Wade Banner in the studio with me, rocking with the homie. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
B-Stacks, man. Bull City Zone. NC Zone. It's your boy, Stizzle.
Already.
You already know, man. DJ Coke. Okay, then. What's good?
Already. Man, it's been a while since we had you in the studio. What's new?
What's new? Where do I start? I got the project coming out July 4th, you know, this summer. That's going to heat the streets up. But it's a whole lot of stuff that's new. Merchandise, products, shows, tour, you know, we got a lot.
Yes, sir. Now, the last time you were up here, what was the record we were pushing then? I want to say it was right before New Money, or was it New Money?
The last time we actually did, well, I was in here, it wasn't New Money. New Money was when we was at BT Awards. That was L.A. You know, yeah. We did that. The last time it might have been No Comprende.
So it just shows, like, I mean, it's been so much happening since then. You long overdue for this interview right here. Since we on BET Awards, of course, I'm going to the BET Awards again this year. Let's talk about your experience out there last year.
Last year, my experience at BET Awards, it was, you know, it was phenomenal. We had a lot of fun. I learned more about networking, but the more I learned is more so like, everything's the same as far as industry-wise. You know, you put yourself in the right places, you meet good people, and you build relationships. You know, I learned that. Well, actually, I already knew it, but I got a chance to actually experience it in a different level.
Yeah, yeah. The higher up you get, you start to realize, like, yo, it's all about networking.
Yeah, basically.
So, now, you got Coke with you this time. Coke, what's your role with Stax?
I mean, the role really is, man, just trying to break them every club I'm in and help them grow as an artist, for real. Just, you know what I'm saying, getting his records out to the people, to the new audiences that he might not be touching, and really just helping them grow. So I feel as though our relationship going to grow from that, too. So
that's what's up. Now, you got, of course, a huge following in the Bull City.
Yes.
Where you from.
Right.
You get a lot of love there. Where else do you have a big following, or where are you trying to go next?
Well, since then, my it's, you know, it has to start from somewhere. So it started in Durham, you know, Bull City. But I feel like my following is more like, my cult following is in NC, North Carolina as a state. Mm-hmm. I have fans that scattered out, like the demographics from, you know, viral. I be going hard viral as far as on my YouTube channel and World Star and different blog sites, hip-hop since 1987. So my demographic is expanded a lot. But where I want to go, like, my plan is I want to take over a region, and that's this region, you know what I'm saying? I say, you know, Florida on up. DMV is a market that I'm really interested in, you know, yeah. Especially for the style of music that I do in particular and the culture there.
Now, for those that aren't familiar, let's assume that there's somebody listening that doesn't know who you are. Explain what kind of music you make.
That's a journey. It's hard because I don't want to box myself in. I think I make music for everybody, but I can tell them who I am as an artist. As an artist, I'm a person who I'm going to let you, on my music, I'm going to speak through my music. So you're going to know exactly what I'm going through, what I've been through, and what I've seen. So, I mean, it could be something like this radio experience. This probably come out in a song. Like, I just bleed what I see.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, like, because when you first walked in the door, I was like, yo, you got this sophisticated thug look going, and it's the best way that anybody really portrays it. And that's what I really like about your music is, like, you get a street dude that ain't coming at you like, yo, I'm a street dude. It's like I'm a,
like,
real person.
Like you said it, like sophisticated G or whatever it is. That's really me as a person, you know, the circumstances, you know, life's about situation. The situation I came up in was in poverty, but I graduated from high school. I attended college a little bit. It's not like I'm the guy who dropped out and, you know, immediately got into bad. No, I come from that, you know what I'm saying? My involvement is heavy, but at the same time, I have a head on my shoulders. I'm not a dumb guy. So I know how to speak properly.
Do you think that a lot of street dudes mess it up when they come out trying to act like they too tough?
No, I think as far as I know, I won't even say I think. I know street guys, they just they're not ashamed of it. You know, as far as with like society, they look at street guys like they're bad, but they accept the role. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, they didn't choose it, so they just embrace that path. I don't think they know. A lot of times, people don't understand their influence. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to master, mastering my influence, like my influence on the people. So I gotta watch what I do and what I say and how I say it. But it's other people who don't look at it that way, so I don't really point the finger at them.
So would you say that, is it accurate to say that you are kind of like the voice of the streets and a way for people to say like, yo, like, it, to get rid of that negative connotation that come with being from the streets?
I got to sit on this one. Am I the voice of the streets? Yeah, I speak for the streets, but I speak more so for a person. I'm a human being, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it depends on what the streets is to you. Do you consider the streets the hood? Is that what the streets is? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess I would say that's different for all different people. When I say the streets, I more so mean anything not corporate, kind of.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I'm the voice of the corporate people too, you know what I'm saying? I'm a businessman, so yeah. I mean,
that's what's up. That's dope. So, project wise, what you got going on?
I got a mixtape coming out July 4th, Independence Day, and we doing it independent, so that was the perfect day to do it. It's titled First Degree, Second Offense. And I do this is something that I do for my fans, you know, because my last project, Root of All Evil, I did that with Don Cannon. It was titled a mixtape, but truth be told, it was an album, all original music. But I did that last winter, and my fans, they know they still ride into it because I love them, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to ride with me regardless, but I just give this to them, you know, just for them to have something to ride to. It's going to be quality music, a few original records on there, and then I have the EP coming out this October, and I'm real anxious for them to get that.
So what's different about the music that you're about to put out compared to Root of All Evil?
What's different from Root of All Evil and... This is a mixtape, you know, and this is a summer feel, so it's real fun, you know. It's like, it has a real fun feel. It's a few, I got a couple singles on there, but it's more so fun, and it's for the moment. When I did Root of All Evil, or like I'm doing the EP, this is something that I'm trying to make, like, I want this to last forever, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just like that. The mixtape is the appetizer, and this is the entree.
So when people hear you, like what do you want them? What do you want to be the lasting impression?
What do I want to be the lasting impression? When people hear me, I want them to feel me. I just want you to feel the music. That's all I want you to do is feel the music. Nothing more, nothing less. Because I know if you feel it, there's nothing you can go against. You can't fight feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up. So you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, we have a tour, Summer Mind Tour. Put that together, you know. And I'm starting it off in Durham, you know, in my hometown at the Motoco on the 27th of June. And we're gonna be at it. I wanna touch North Carolina. Like, you know, I'm real big. Anybody who knows me, they know I'm real big on the state. Just because I feel like I salute everybody who came before me and everybody who represents it, but I feel like I still have to be a pioneer of how to do it, you know, on the independent level, right? So we got the tour, and we're gonna be in a lot of cities. We're gonna touch the little cities. We're gonna be in Oxford, Henderson, Little Washington, Kinston, Rocky Mount, Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna touch North Carolina and feed them this good music.
That's what's up. You got anybody else on the tour with you? You doing it by yourself?
Yeah, I have, like, as far as with the tours that's in the, you know, in the Triangle and the 919 area, I have all of the hottest artists that I have personal relationships with. Mm-hmm. And repeat, personal relationships with, because I know it's a lot of people out here who are hot, yeah, and I don't want to like disinclude them, but it's like the people who I have personal relationships with or actually have music or bonds where I have all of them headlining it with me. Well, I'm headlining, they're going to be a part of it with me June 27th. And then as far as with the other cities, the hottest people in that city. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't come in my head if you're not on that ticket, because I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? The people told us who was the most popping person in that area. You know what I'm saying? And basically, I just want to rub shoulders with everybody who working, man, because that's what it's about.
So is there anybody that you haven't worked with yet that you would really like to work with?
Locally?
Either way.
Yeah, it's a million people, you know what I'm saying? I want to work with everybody who's working. So it's like, yeah, it's millions of people who I haven't worked with, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like everything happens. It's all about time, and everything happens in due time. If it's meant to be, it'll be. So, you know, I'm a very humble guy. We bump heads. I like your energy. We can go from there. But as far as with the people who I've reached out to, I've tackled that as far as who I wanted to work with. Who I had, like, you know what I'm saying, where I could contact. Yeah, I've done that.
What I really like about you is the way you bring the city together. And now, speaking of bringing the city together, like, what I think is dope is I knew you personally, I knew Coke personally, mm-hmm. and you two coming together like that, it never really crossed my mind that that would even happen. So, like, what's the story of y'all coming together?
Work. Like I said before, it's just work, you know what I'm saying? I've been working, Coach working, you know what I'm saying? I'm real big on the, like, as far as with, like, the college market. Like, I just love the energy of, like, you know, the college people, you know, students or whatnot. And Coach name rings bells on campus and in other areas. So we bumped heads, and he's humble, I'm humble. It made sense.
That's what's up. Anything else that you want to tell people?
Yeah, you know, mixtape coming out July 4th, First Degree, Second Offense. The EP's coming in October. That's going to be an iTunes album for you guys. You know what I'm saying? This is a real big thing for me because I've never, if everyone who knows me, they know I've never, like, sold my merchandise. I've had fans like, why are you giving it away? Why don't you sell it? Well, it's the time for me to do it now. So I have, you know, I have product, you know. The iTunes album will be coming October. It's scheduled for October release on my birthday, actually, the 6th. And at all of the shows, you know, we're going to have the Your Future shirts and hats and everything available for the ladies, for the males, for the kids. We're going to have that. So we just branding.
That's what's up. Well, let them know how they can reach you, Twitter, Instagram.
Everything Facebook. Is the same. If you're looking for Stacks, you can reach me at This Is B Stacks. Everything's spelled correctly. You know, it's no Z's or X's. It's This Is B Stacks YouTube. This Is B Stacks Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And you can SoundCloud me now, too.
That's what's up. And you all over World Star.
Yeah, World Star. Just type it in. We'll be there.
All right. It's Wade Banner, B Stacks, DJ Coke.
YF.